Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
A lot of the papers going with the Parnell Square trial. The Irish Daily Star: I asked docs if my girl was dead. Mother of stabbed girl, 5, tells of her anguish. Accused, quote, bought knife over welfare pay upset. The Irish Sun has a quotation: is she dead? Question mark on the front of the paper. The mother of a girl stabbed outside her Dublin creche yesterday told the attack trial, the first question I asked was, is she dead? She was one of 3 children seriously injured during the incident at Parnell Square in November 2023. And the Irish Daily Mail: girl stabbed in school attack can only answer questions by blinking. The mother of a young girl who suffered life-changing injuries when she was stabbed in Parnell Square has said her daughter can now only communicate by blinking. This is the continuing trial of Riad Bushakar. The Times of London, interestingly, is looking at Belfast again. As I said yesterday, a lot of the UK papers covering what's been going on in Belfast. But the Times of London main story today is that the UK has returned only one asylum seeker to Ireland after they crossed the Irish border. And the British government is preparing to intensify checks to crack down on the route being used as a backdoor for illegal immigration. This is after the Belfast attack, so they're worried that people are going to Dublin and then hopping on a bus to Belfast, and that's a sort of backdoor into the UK. Home Office insiders say the common travel area with Ireland was a massive Achilles heel as concerns arose over illegal migrants taking advantage of the lack of routine immigration checks to enter the UK. So it sounds like they're going to crack down on this, and they would feel that there are holes in the common travel area. Tricky though when you have the north involved as well. The Irish Times: PSNI used water cannon against Belfast anti-immigration rioters. When I was going to bed last night, there was no disruption in the north. It seems like it kicked off after that, and water cannon had to be deployed by the PSNI to maintain public order during a second night of anti-immigration rioting in Belfast. Also, COVID on the front of the Irish Times. Irish children became less accomplished in reading and maths after the pandemic, with children from poorer backgrounds falling further behind their better off peers. This is a new UCD study called Children's School Lives, and the study follows 4,000 children across 200 schools kind of over the pandemic between 2019 and 2023. And now we have for the first time the educational outcomes of students, and it's bad when it comes to reading and maths. Second class children's reading attainment significantly lower than second class children surveyed in the spring of 2019. And what's the difference in those 2 years? Well, the kids had to go through a pandemic. Irish Examiner on the front page: Housing Minister James Brown says the homelessness crisis is going to be a challenge over the next couple of years, and he can't say when numbers will start to fall. He also admitted current housing output and the number of cost rental and social homes are not meeting demand, telling the Irish Examiner the government should get ahead of population growth and build more homes. So the housing minister says we need to build more homes. Inside the papers then, here's an interesting one from the Irish Times. You might have to use your ID to watch porn. People in Ireland who use pornography websites could be required to use a digital government ID to prove they're over 18. The Department of Communications has confirmed the new digital wallet, which the government is going to trial with some members of the public, will be used to support compliance with Ireland's online safety code. And in that code is a requirement that websites restrict pornography access to those under 18. So then if you're over 18, you may need a digital age ID to watch pornography. Although I think in Australia they have found ways to get around this. I know they've found ways to get around using social media sites. I'm sure there will be ways that people can get around this, but it's an interesting move from the state with this digital wallet. Some more about that in the Irish Times. I see in the Times of London there are people complaining about your Google Maps and your Waze telling you to go down rural roads if there's a bit of traffic. So we all know the sat-nav or your maps or whatever will warn you of roadworks or traffic jams and they'll give you an alternative route. However, a road safety charity is now saying that people should consider ignoring what Google Maps says if they reroute you onto a rural road, because they can be very dangerous for inexperienced drivers and save only a few minutes on a typical journey. The charity is called I Am Road Smart, and they say that the majority of crashes and deaths happen on rural roads. And obviously, particularly when people are not used to those roads as well. So maybe there's something to consider when you're on Waze or Google Maps today to maybe ignore it. Although a lot of people can't stand sitting in traffic and they'll go anywhere else. Final story comes from the Irish Independent. Love this story. It's called Gig in a Gaff. And these are three musicians who are on a mission to bring concerts into living rooms and kitchens in every Irish county. And this month, Gig in a Gaff had their third concert at a living room in Dublin, and it featured local artists Wine Mom, Final Girl and Runner. So what they're saying here is that when they were in college, you'd end up having a DJ at someone's house for an after party, and it started out as an idea, according to Aaron Coleman, one of the founders, when I would say to my friends, it'd be really cool if we could get friends to play in houses, like a full band playing in someone's living room or kitchen. So now they've set up Gig in a Gaff. It's totally free, by the way. They usually play at a Donegal pub, so obviously they're good if they're being hired by a pub, but now they're going around the country doing gigs for free. They posted about the idea on Instagram and they've had over 100 shares in one day. Now, in good news, if you're a worried neighbour, they start their gig at 6 p.m. and they end at 9 p.m. to avoid complaints from neighbours. So not so much an after party, maybe a pre-party. Before you go out, you can have a gig in your gaff.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.